Okay, 9 o'clock. We're NIST. We got to start on time, right? Welcome everyone, and I hope we're getting through all our various wireless issues and stuff. I want to welcome you to NIST and our Ontology Summit, and I want to cover a few logistics things first. I also want to welcome you guys dialing in. I think there's some unknown number of you. We'll catch you guys on the. Oh, Peter tells me 5 or so. Ah, he can see you. So we'll do introductions, but first I have to cover some logistics issues here. Hold on a second. Now you're going to see my cheat notes because I have to project them. You see them. All right. They're the kind of things I wanted to cover here. First, an apology. We normally would have coffee set up and snacks, you know, pastries or whatever throughout the day. Through powers that are far greater than anyone here at NIST, Justice Department somehow decided that the rules that NIST operates under, using appropriated funding, does not allow us to serve food or drink to visitors. Where our lawyers and various people here are working through this issue. We are...
That'll cost nothing.
Yeah, right, I know. Well, we're going to... Apparently the route out of this is to set up a contract with some kind of subcontractor who will, from now on at NIST, arrange for food and drink through a separate funding channel, but the money will never touch NIST. That's the deal about... As soon as money comes to our agency, then it goes under all these other rules. So I apologize for that. The good news, I guess, is that we are just literally across the hall from the cafeteria. So there's, you know, a variety of things there. Also, if you don't notice it, if you skip the first coffee urn and go around the corner, there's a Starbucks set of thermoses as well. So you can get Starbucks even here. So when we have our breaks... Basically, the cafeteria is open fairly uninterrupted from until 10:30, and then half-hour break to gear up for lunch. It opens again at 11, and it's open through till 3. So we can both have our lunch, and we can slip out for snacks as well as having breaks. So hope that works. Again, I feel this is not very gracious of us, but I'm afraid it's out of my hands on this one. Second point, wireless. I hope everyone's okay now, set up on the wireless. No? Frank isn't okay. All right.
I'm trying to run it on Linux.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. Most of us are okay. Sorry, Frank. We'll try and do what we can. But you should have, and just in case anyone isn't aware, the second desk or the left-hand desk when you register is set up. We've got a special sheet of paper for each of you that registered so that you can have your own special wireless account. Third point, emergency exits. The nearest way out of here, if we need an emergency, is you get out those entrance doors, take a right, go to the end of the hall. There's some double doors outside. One mic at a time. That's it. At the table, and, well, we got 4 mics, but at the tables here, you've got these mics. You push the button, a little red light goes on. You can then speak, like my light is on now. It works better if, yeah, the light's off. And Paola, it looks like your red light is on, too. It picks up better if just whoever's speaking has the red light on and then try and notice. And we'll all shout at each other, I'm sure, when we're doing the wrong thing with the red lights. This is being recorded. So especially the floor mics don't actually come out into the room, but they are being recorded for those, first of all, who can hear us on the dial-in. And also, it'll be on the wiki eventually, as Peter does a superb job of getting all of our meetings audio recorded for posterity. So let's try and use the mics. It helps, even though we can hear each other. Future history will not be able to hear us if we don't talk into the mics. The restrooms, other logistics, just out the side door there. The women's room is literally right outside the door. And the men's room, you just take a right around the corner, and there's a men's room. So... we're well set up there. And finally, I'm going to pass around a sheet of paper for tonight's dinner. I had suggested on our earlier meetings, there's 2 parking lots down from the Holiday Inn, where many of you are staying, is a Japanese-Korean fusion restaurant called Ikebon, which I've reserved a room. It'll hold up to 30 people, so I just want to confirm we're not having more than that. at which point they can actually open up the adjacent room. But I'll pass around a sheet. For those of you who want to go to Ikebana for dinner tonight, that'll be right before the evening demo session. Please sign up. It's not mandatory, of course, and there's restaurants in the Holiday Inn as well if you don't want to trek over to Ikebana or Japanese food isn't to your taste. So with that, I think that's all the logistics I had thought of. What I thought we wanted to do, Peter and I wanted, again, just for the record, if we could have real quick, you know, one-sentence introductions so that we know who's here. It'll be easier for people listening in later, well, listening in now and later. So maybe we can just take a turn around the table first, and then we'll hit the people in the near the wall. So I'm Steve Reitenist, and let's take it away here. Oh, you're going to have to do the mics. See, this is a practice run.
I'm Joseph Collins from the Naval Research Laboratory and Information Technology Division.
Joanne Luciano from the MITRE Corporation.
Lynn Pouchard from Oak Ridge National Lab.
Okay. First, Mike already failed the test. He didn't turn it off afterwards.
Michael Gruninger, Semantic Technologies Laboratory at the University of Toronto.
Frank Olkin, National Science Foundation and Lawrence Berkeley Lab.
Leading Rensselaer Polytech Institute.
Fabian Neuhaus, NIST.
Mala Mehrotra from Pragati, California.
Tom Bruner from Novartis Pharmaceuticals.
Evan Wallace from NIST.
Elisa Kendall, Sandpiper Software.
Fahim Aziz, Northrop Grumman.
Jim Disro, I'm the program manager for ET.gov.
Natasha Noy, Stanford Center for Biomedical Informatics Research.
Benjamin Dye, Stanford Center for Biomedical Informatics Research.
Mark Musin, Stanford Center for Biomedical Informatics Research.
Amanda Visdom, Air Force Enterprise Vocabulary Team.
I'm Alex Garcia, Bremen University.
I'm Paula Di Maio. I'm an independent researcher at Mae Phat Luang University, Thailand.
Catherine Goodyear, NCI.
Neil Sarkar from the Marine Biological Laboratory.
Ken Butzlovsky, Northeastern University.
Mark Wine, I'm with the Department of Defense Telemedicine and Advanced Technology Research Center.
Doug Holmes from Java Professionals.
Mike Dean from BBN.
Peter Yim from Ontolock and CIM3.
Leo Obers from MITRE.
Okay. If I could trouble you guys sitting not at the table, sorry about that. If you just walk up to the mic and introduce yourselves, sorry for having to get up.
I'm Gail Hodge with Information International Associates here for the U.S. Geological Survey and EPA.
Yeah, that's always on. Yeah, I was hearing it. Yeah.
Wei Huang from NIST.
Dan Gilman, Bureau of Labor Statistics.
All right. Carry on, everyone.
My name is Kai Alp, NLM, NIH.
Susan Turnbull, GSA. Zeno again, Conjecture.
Ram Sriram, NIST.
Deborah McPherson, Accuracy and Aesthetics.
Barbara Brummer, Center for Computing Sciences.
Didn't quite catch that. But,
Michael Grove from Clark and Parsha.
Patrick Hoffman, NIST.
Michelle Raymond, Honeywell ACS Labs, Knowledge Services.
This looks like testimony or something. People coming out.
Doug Clark, Guard Associates, independent contractor working for NRL.
Ravi Sharma, enterprise, senior enterprise architect, Vengeant Incorporated in Vienna, Virginia.
Okay, I think that's everyone. Now on to the remote people calling in. This is going to be hard, but try and just sort of pause a moment and then see if you're clear. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Nancy Lawler, Department of
EPA.
Well, we had a collision there. Let's try EPA again, then we'll do the second person.
Mike Pendleton, EPA.
Nancy Lawler, Department of Defense.
Well, hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Any other people?
John Cabral, Air Force Enterprise Vocabulary Team.
Okay. Peter, how many people we have dialing in?
Five.
Okay, we've heard from three of you. Three more to come. No? We have three lurkers on the phone, okay, who are here to listen. All right. Well, our schedule is pretty packed, as you know, for the 2 days, so I don't want to put us behind. I think you've all got, or some of you have the handouts of the agenda. It's also on the wiki. If anyone has any questions on the access to the wiki page, especially those dialing in, please jump in. We'll try and get you pointed in the right direction. The face-to-face agenda is on the wiki. We have just finished the that's the wrong day. Hold on a second here. Why am I? Yeah, I know. I'm trying to scroll up. Let's see. There we go. Ah, okay, we just did the welcome, and we have 4 minutes to spare, ready for Frank to take over on the state of the art. Now, the question is, okay, oh, that's right, I have it on this laptop now. We're running backup plan A here while we work out a wireless access issue. So let me, there we go. Okay, I'm not going to take you through the whole agenda, but we basically are going to be revisiting the various breakouts we had, the discussions, the exciting discussions we've had over the past several months. I'm assuming most of you have dipped into the Ontolog Forum or the Ontology Summit discussions that have been going on. This is really simply the culmination of a 2 or 3 month dialogue we've been having. And so today and tomorrow morning are basically now we're asking the sort of the champions of each of those dialogue sessions to let us know what's happened, you know, sort of summarize what's been discussed and agreed to. Frank is going to start us off on the state-of-the-art thing of sort of what's out there, and then we're going to get into the architecture issues, the quality issues, et cetera, surrounding what I never even said the whole subject of the meeting is open ontology repository. Okay, that's the sort of the theme of this year's Ontology Summit. And in the afternoon of tomorrow, we're having then a briefing by the Open Ontology Repository group, which is a separate group from the Ontolog Forum or NIST. But here we're having the intellectual discussion about the issues surrounding an ontology repository or federation of such things. The Open Ontology Repository group is actually setting about to build such a thing, so hopefully feeding off the discussions we've had. So, okay, I've blathered on enough. I'll let Frank take it over on the state of the art.